Bob Dylan song to hit the top 10. And it was Jimi Hendrix recording of it that got there. This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are both off today. So Tim Weiland and Max are both here with me in the studio. And now it's your chance to join us, your what we call unique broadcast opportunity to play the Harris Challenge on the phone, not just by listening to the radio, but actually calling in and playing at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or *KTRS in your cell phone. As long as you have not played in the last 60 days, you can come in, take a shot at one of the five categories, answer the five questions, get enough points to win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Actually, it's the substitute prize guy, right, Tim?
That's right. That's right, Paul. One dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations in Florissant and Cottleville.
Cottleville.
One dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
Also,
if only they made a donut flavored Cottleville. They do at Old Town.
Peroni's Pizzeria gift card with two locations, one in Florissant and St. Peter's at 70 and 79. You also get a pair of tickets to Killer Queen, a tribute to the music of Queen, Saturday, July 15th at the Family Arena. Names will be at call, or will be at the will call the day of the show.
Okay, so you get your choice of any of those prizes. If you get all the questions in your category correct, we give you a bonus prize.
That's right. For the clean sweep, it's a gift card to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester in Baldwin, and a Breezy Buddy cooling pillow. It's like a travel pillow with a fan inside. Check out all of their products at BreezyBuddy.com.
All right, there you go. That's what you're playing for today. Let's meet our first contestant now. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, welcome to the Harris Challenge. Go ahead and take the airwaves over for your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, with Mardi Gras weekend, I want to go ahead and give a shout-out to the men and women of the St. Louis Fire Department, St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department. You're working this weekend. I'm not.
All right, let me turn on the semi-random category computer.
All right.
That's where the questions and categories spin around all week long, and when I push that button, they come spilling out, led, of course, by our most topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Then, with the Academy Awards coming up Sunday night, we have our second category, Oscars History. Or, with Mardi Gras just days away and the parade in the not-so-warm weather going on tomorrow, we have a category called Things Around Your Neck Besides Mardi Gras Beads. Which one of those would you like?
I'll go with Have You Been Paying Attention.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What was VP Mike Pence talking about this week when he condemned this vile act of vandalism and those who perpetrated in the strongest possible terms?
The anti-Semitism that's going on in the Jewish community.
That's correct. The toppling of the headstones of the cemetery. What did NASA announce this week that it had found 40 light years away from Earth?
More planets?
Yeah, seven of them around TRAPPIST-1. Which retailer announced this week that amid declining sales, it'll close more than 130 stores over the next few months?
JCPenney.
Correct. Fill in the blank of this Post-Dispatch headline from this week. A mass killer. St. Louis blank deaths hit new high.
Heroin.
Correct. Which of these inventions was not announced this week? Not announced this week. A device to wirelessly charge your tech in a room, hair dye that changes color based on your environment, or a hula hoop that circles your waist without you moving?
I'm going to go ahead and go with the hula hoop.
No, they did announce a device that would wirelessly charge your tech gear in a room. I'll believe it when I see it. There's also an inventor who claims to have made a hair dye that changes color based on your environment.
I have to get some of this.
And no hula hoop that goes around you. Why would you buy a hula hoop that goes around without you doing anything? How lazy are you, for goodness sake? And you know what that means, Mike? Tim, I'm sorry. Tim, you got the clean sweep. You got them all right. Congratulations. So you'll get your prizes plus a bonus prize of your choice, and hang on, and our Tim will tell you how you get them, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you very much for playing the challenge. Let's go to contestant number two. Hi, Gary.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just ready for the weekend and wish it was warm as it was the rest of the week.
Yeah, it was really beautiful this week. I'm sorry to see it turn this way. going to be even colder and wetter on Sunday. All right, which category would you like? Oscars history, things around your neck besides Mardi Gras beads, or our new third category, movies the Oscar nominees would rather forget?
Let's go with the second one.
Things around your neck besides Mardi Gras beads. Okay, Gary, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the Hawaiian flower necklace called?
Lei.
Correct. What laundry detergent was advertised in the Ring Around the Collar commercials in the 1970s? You pass on that. In what movie does Cleavon Little go from having a noose around his neck to being the sheriff of Rock Ridge?
Blazing Saddles.
Correct. What name was given to serial killer Albert DeSalva, who murdered his victims with clothing around their neck?
Pass.
In what century did men first wear neckties?
19th.
The 17th century, probably 1660, they think. So what laundry detergent was advertised in those Ring Around the Collar commercials in the 70s? That was Whisk, and Albert DeSalva was also known as the Boston Strangler. So, Gary, you got the one and the three. That's only 4 points, which, as you know, is half of the total you need to be a winner. And when you don't win on the Harris Challenge, you get punished. So our punishment music for today comes from just a couple of nights ago on James Corden's Late Late Show on CBS. One of his guests was Bob Odenkirk, whose Better Call Saul is coming back on AMC in April, but he also has a new thing that's on Netflix now called Girlfriend's Day. I have watched about two-thirds of this and then turned it off. It's not that good. And I like Bob Odenkirk a lot. But while he was on James Corden's show, he said, "How come you never asked me to do carpool karaoke?" And James Corden said, "Well, I think it's probably because you don't sing." And Bob says, "Well, no, I don't sing, but I can use auto-tune like today's pop stars." And James said, "Well, let's hear what that would sound like." This is your punishment, Gary.
Take me out to the walking. Take me out to the crowd. Find me some peanuts and cracker jack. I don't care.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah, that was plenty, thanks.
Yes, it was. You earned it, Gary. Have a good weekend.
Earned. Thanks, you too.
Thank you very much. Here's our third contestant. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going fine, thanks. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to say hi to my grandparents, Gail and Dale, who have been aiming the PM for years.
Thank you. We appreciate that. We have three Oscar-related categories up on the screen here. Oscars history, movies the nominees would rather forget, or actors who direct. Which one would you like?
Let's go with Oscar history.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was the first Australian to win an acting Oscar?
Hugh Jackman.
Nicole Kidman. Who was the first actor to refuse an Oscar?
Sean Penn.
George C. Scott. What was the first color movie to win the Oscar for Best Picture?
Wizard of Oz?
Close. Gone with the Wind. Same era. What was the first sequel to be named Best Picture?
Critters 2.
That is not correct. Godfather 2.
Oh.
For what movie did Catherine Bigelow become the first woman to win the Oscar for Best Director in 2010?
You got me. I'm not good at movies.
I will just point out, he chose the category of his own free will.
Join the club.
The correct answer is The Hurt Locker. By the way, George C. Scott won the Oscar for Patton in 1971, but he didn't go because he said he disliked the voting process and felt competing against his fellow actors was artistically wrong. When they gave him the Oscar, he was asleep in his bed all the way across the country. Didn't care. Didn't show up. So, Mike, that goose egg on the scoreboard is all yours, and you know what that means, don't you?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have to punish you as well.
Take me out to the crowd. Find me some peanuts and cracker jack.
Okay, just pause it there in case we need to go back to it. I have a feeling we may need it again, but that's all I can do for you today, Mike. Thanks for playing.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, here's our fourth contestant. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. Plug something.
Well, yesterday I celebrated my two-year anniversary with my girlfriend, Andrea, and I'm excited to take her to Disney World this summer.
Congratulations to the two of you.
Well, thank you.
Now, we have two categories for you to choose from. Movies the nominees would rather forget, or actors who direct.
Let's do with the movies the Oscars would rather forget.
Movies the nominees would rather forget.
Yes, the nominees.
All right, this is all nominees for Academy Awards this year. Movies they made in the past that they may not want to have on their IMDb page, but they can't do anything about it. Andrew, right. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
All right.
Who appeared with Angelina Jolie in The Bone Collector? Was it Jeff Bridges, Michael Shannon, or Denzel Washington?
Jeff Bridges.
Denzel. Who appeared in Adam Sandler's Just Go With It? Was it Naomi Harris, Natalie Portman, or Nicole Kidman?
Nicole Kidman.
Correct. Who appeared on TV's Baywatch when she was 13 years old? Emma Stone, Michelle Williams, or Ruth Negga?
Michelle Williams.
Correct. Who appeared with Paul Rudd and Steve Carell in Dinner for Schmucks? Octavia Spencer, Viola Davis, or Isabelle Huppert?
Octavia Spencer.
Correct. Who appeared in the first two American Pie movies? Casey Affleck, Ryan Gosling, or Viggo Mortensen?
Casey Affleck.
You know, except for the one-pointer.
Yeah.
You got them all, Andrew. That's 14 points. Nicely done.
Nice.
Congratulations. Hang on. Tim will tell you how you get your prize, and have a great time at Disney World.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now we move on to our final contestant. Hi, Ken.
I knew this was going to happen to me.
That you were going to be our fifth contestant?
Yes, I was.
You said that you said that in the past tense. Yes, you are.
Well, yes, you're welcome. Yes, I are.
Would you like to plug something?
Yeah, happy Mardi Gras, and everybody be safe out there.
All right. The category is actors who direct. I'm going to name the actor. You tell me the movie they directed for which they won the Oscar for Best Director, okay?
We'll try.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. And we'll start with Kevin Costner.
Pass.
Mel Gibson.
Passion of the Christ.
Braveheart. How about Clint Eastwood? What did he win the Oscar for?
Gran Torino.
Unforgiven. What about Robert Redford?
Butch Cassidy's Sundance Kid.
He did not direct that, but he did direct Ordinary People. How about Warren Beatty?
Car wash.
Stop the music right there. You know what? You know what? So sometimes I do this. I got to tell you, Ken, that is the greatest answer I've gotten this year to any question in any Harris Challenge.
Well, I want to tell you something. If you're going to do that, I just at least deserve a prize.
Well, I'm not going to give you a prize, but I'm going to give you 5 points. And I'll tell you that Kevin Costner was Dances with Wolves. But Car Wash is a classic. And by the way, Professor Irwin Corey, who was in Car Wash, just died last week. So we got another goose egg up on the scoreboard, and that means I got to punish you as well, Ken. Let's finish up Bob Odenkirk. Yes, it is the worst edition of Carpool Karaoke ever.
Everybody have a great weekend.
You too, Ken. Thanks very much for playing. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the free KTRS app. If you've missed previous editions of the Harris Challenge, you can get them in the archives on my website, harrisonline.com.